Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome in the clubhouse. We're sitting, it's a beautiful morning. It's a little hot out there. The beautiful Pacific Ocean right in front of me, the Honolulu Harbor. We've got Punch Bowl, of course, the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific, getting ready for the ceremonies on Monday. Over on my left is beautiful Diamond Head. Fabulous place to gather around. We've got the president of Billy Casper Golf. It's the world's largest golf outing, and it's time to register. Suti Nidakorn, director of golf of Ka'anapali Golf Resort, is coming in. It's Women's Golf Day, and that's also a location for the world's largest golf outing, so you might want to go. Michael Patrick Shields is just back, our travel guru extraordinaire. He's just back from, yes, he just went over to Spain, Ibiza, and to Italy, Bellagio, just for a little, sojourn. Travis Jerger, director of golf at Turtle Bay Resort in Kiele, Morocco. They're joining us. The Turtle Bay Foundation, that is the seventh annual tournament to raise money for the charities, for the foundations that need assistance and scholarships for the kids on the North Shore. That's all happening on the show this morning. Plus, we're giving around rounds of golf at Mililani. It's the Mililani Golf Club Family Golf and Expo. That's coming up June 8th, so you can get two rounds of golf, play some golf, go to the expo. And Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls. They're all about distance, and you can win a box today. But we're going to talk first with Jim Nugent, founder and publisher Global Golf Post, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And a quick look around. Now, to get that sunscreen, you got to reapply to today, okay, if you're going to play a round of golf. Gold Course on Maui has a 9:30 at Wailea. Kahili has a 9 o'clock and a 10:08. They've just aerated. Kama'aina rate is $39. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 9:20 here on Oahu. Kapolei has an 8:45. Poipu Bay has an 8:40. I'll make that an, yes, 8:40 and a 9 o'clock. Kalei, a 10:10, and it's 59 degrees. I think we all should go fly to Volcano and play a round of golf there. A 9:20 or a 10:45 is yours for the asking. Jim Nugent, founder and publisher, Global Golf Post, the online golf magazine that is free. All you do is provide your email address for a Monday delivery, wrapping up everything that's been happening in the game of golf, or you can get GGP Plus. And that's in-depth reporting in the world of golf. And we're going to cover a story with Jim Nugent that is phenomenal, that is like discovering treasure. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jim.
Danielle, thank you very much for having me on today.
Absolutely. Last weekend was the PGA Championship, and Brooks Koepka blew us away. I almost blew himself away in the final few holes of the golf tournament. Give us kind of your thoughts about how everything transpired at the PGA Championship.
Well, you know, with his first three major championship wins, we came to appreciate the skill that this young man has. He's, to use a baseball term, a five-tool player. He's got it all. There's no weakness in his game whatsoever. But on Sunday, I think we learned to appreciate something else, and that was his tenacity, his intestinal fortitude, so to speak. Things were coming apart, and they were coming apart quickly on the back nine. He had that deer in the headlights look about him for a couple of holes. And then he just took a deep breath, got himself in a better place, and showed that in addition to extraordinary physical skill, he's mentally tough. He's one tough character to deal with and for a long time to come.
And for a long time to come. What is it about the major championships? When he talks about getting bored on the golf course, is it the majors that takes that boredom out?
I don't know. I think it's more a coincidence than anything else. You know, if you can win majors, you can win anywhere at any point in time. And maybe there's a little lack of focus there. But let's keep in mind, it was only just three years ago that he won his first major championship. And, you know, at that point in time, he'll take a win on any golf course anywhere or any size purse. I don't think it's changed all that dramatically. I think it's kind of been a little bit of a story made up by the golf media. This kid's going to win a lot of tournaments, majors and non-majors. And as I said, he's going to do so for a long time to come.
Okay, of course, a lot of publicity surrounding Tiger Woods and him not making the cut during the PGA Championship. Did you see that coming?
I didn't see him not making the cut necessarily, but I didn't see him contending. And there were two reasons for that. One, he hadn't played since the Masters. I think he was very rusty. But secondly, walk. It was a very soft walk. And what I mean by that, New York had been kind of hard. It was very soon. We'll see how he does at the Memorial next week.
Yeah, at the Memorial, when you talk about, I was thinking spongy, you know, walking when you don't have
spongy. Good word.
Yeah. I see the Open, the U.S. Open over at Pebble Beach, and they've grown the rough like crazy. You'd never know it was on the ocean.
Yeah, you know, that's what the USGA does. Pebble is not the most challenging golf course. We all think of it as challenging, but really, you know, for these guys, it's not all that long. And if the wind doesn't blow, it's not that severe of a test. And so what the USGA has to do is grow the fairways in, grow the rough, force players to hit the ball off the tee straight to get it in play. I don't think the rough's going to be as bad as it's been or as difficult as it's been in other places, but it's going to be a factor if you hit the ball off the fairway. It usually is at the U.S. Open Championship.
Have they made it spongy conditions, or is it going to be firmer?
I expect it to be a little firmer. June in that part of the world is usually pretty good. They you know, the winter time is when things can be soft there. We've seen that at the AT&T tournament every February. Typically, by June, the golf course is dried out. Certainly, the USGA is not putting too much water on it itself. So I expect you to see the ball roll quite a bit at the Open.
It was kind of cool watching Tiger Woods seem so relaxed as he was visiting Pebble Beach just a couple of days ago, taking a stroll, running into old friends from long ago. Someone I know was talking with him, reminiscing about when they were playing. Tiger was 12 at the time. So a lot of people are looking forward to the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach and seeing what Tiger Woods will do, seeing if Brooks Koepka will come back and, gosh, defend a U.S. Open title. That would be amazing. Just a man on a mission and maybe going for the Grand Slam. He could certainly do it, given all of the skills that you talk about that he has in his bag and that fortitude to come back when everything seems to be falling apart. What was also terrific about the PGA Championship were three PGAs made the cut. I think that's the most that we've had in a while, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think there were 20 PGA rank and file members who started in the tournament at the beginning of the week, and three of them made the cut. And that's really impressive. The guys that are on the ground, they've got day jobs that doesn't entail hitting golf balls all day and playing a lot of golf. They're giving lessons and running tournaments and selling golf balls and organizing caddies and golf carts. And yet these three guys demonstrated that despite all that, they can play at a very high level. And so I think the PGA and its membership was very proud of the accomplishments of those three guys.
Yeah, I was. Absolutely. And that brings us to the story in GGP Plus that when you sent it to me, you know, I was in the middle of getting ready for the Jenny K. Wilson. Congratulations to Myra McDonald for winning. Awesome, awesome. One of the top women amateur events called the last real major for women amateur players. players here in Hawaii. So I wasn't able to read it. So I sat down and read this article, and it is amazing. When I talk about a treasure being discovered, this takes us back to a time. I'm talking with Jim Nugent. He is the founder and publisher of Global Golf Post. It's an online golf magazine that you can get. It's awesome. So it takes us back to a time when the PGAs who are playing or who are in your pro shops, they owned, many of them owned their own shops, right?
Back in the day, and not so terribly long ago, perhaps 20 years ago, many PGA golf professionals owned the golf shop concession, typically at private golf clubs. And there was a lot of good about that. But one of the downsides was that there was no organized retirement program made available by the PGA of America for those guys that own their own shops, or for any of the PGA members for that matter. Two very enterprising golf entrepreneurs, Jeffrey Gorman and David Brannan, at the time were working for Dunlop Golf. They brought the Slazenger golf ball into the market, which was a great success throughout the decade of the 90s. And their marketing ploy was really quite brilliant. It addressed that retirement issue. And so what they said to Greengrass golf professionals is, if you pay your bill within 30 days, we'll put 10% of it in a retirement account for you. And if you pay it in 60 days, we'll put 7 or 8% in there. And a lot of golf pros took that deal because the product was good, the ball was good, it was reputable. And over a period of time, millions and millions of dollars wound up in this retirement account. In the early 2000s, Slazenger, for various corporate reasons, just kind of went away. Brannan retired. Sadly, Jeffrey Gorman passed away several years later. But nonetheless, there was a lot of money sitting in those retirement accounts. And for whatever reason, a lot of guys forgot about it. A dear friend of mine in Chicago, PGA member by the name of Tim O'Neill, was getting ready to retire a couple years ago, and he remembered that he had some money in this account. And he started making some phone calls, and he became a little bit concerned, but ultimately he found out that not only he, but thousands of golf pros still had millions of dollars in that account. There was no suggestion of fraud, no wrongdoing. But ultimately, thanks to the efforts of Tim O'Neill, thousands of golf pros have recovered millions of dollars that they ever had. About 700 golf professionals haven't been discussed about the PGA member and Tim this. It's a great story at Global Golf Post.
You know, use of this fund was quite the challenge because of the corporatization of the golf game and different entities of golf being purchased by companies that have nothing to do with golf. And here, as things transfer from one pot to another pot to another pot, here sits this Slazenger Founders Club money, this incentive program for golf pros. Just kind of going from one place to another. Statements aren't being sent out anymore. It's forgotten until your friend says, wait a second, I wonder what happened with all that money. And those phone calls that he had to make, he had to find people who had been at a company for, well, she was 28 years, and she just remembered that, oh, yeah, the Founders Club. Yes, you've got to call so-and-so at such and such. Wow.
It's an amazing story. In the time that we've published it, we know of one professional who claimed $30,000, which is just, you know, it's like money falling out of heaven. But we also know that there's an individual out there. We don't know who. We think he may have passed, and so we'll have to try and find his widow. But there's $70,000 in that person's account.
My goodness.
It's just amazing the work that Tim did. And you know, there's stories about pros who have been in bad health or had medical issues, and all of a sudden they find out that they're entitled to $10,000 or $15,000. That goes a long way toward paying medical bills.
Yeah, that can be life-changing. You know, that $70,000, certainly. So in the story from GGP Plus, at the very end, it says, if you or someone you know participated in the Slazenger Founders Club program, email Eddie Ban. And the email is edward.ban, like B-A-N, at everlast.com. Edward.band@everlast.com. Didn't Schlesinger also come out with lots of a clothing line? I love their clothes. I think I have a sweater still from them.
Oh, yeah. They started with ball, and then they brought in accessories. And eventually they got into the apparel business, and they made great golf apparel for both men and women. And then they got into the equipment business a little bit. There was a period of time when it was one of the hottest companies in golf, but sadly it was owned by a British conglomerate that got sold, and the new owner didn't want to continue with it, and it was a moment in time in the golf business back in the 90s.
Yeah, it was a moment in time. A moment in time. I was watching, and it always throws me off saying Charles Schwab challenged on the PGA Tour, because I always think of Charles Schwab on the PGA Tour Champions. But it is the Charles Schwab Challenge. It's great to see a young man, Jordan Spieth, seeming to be getting his game back. And by the same token, I was surprised to see Ricky Fowler, Bryson DeChambeau, and John Rahm missing the cut. What was challenging about this tournament?
I don't know. That's a head-scratcher for all three of those, because this is not a very difficult golf course. One can only presume that after the PGA Championship, they were either tired or distracted or uninterested, because they're too good, and this golf course is just not up to the caliber of courses that they typically see week in and week out. It does appear that Jordan is making his way back to where he once was. He had a top five finish at Bethpage. We weren't quite sure if that was a fluke or real progress. The evidence coming out of Colonial is that it is progress and not a fluke. Jordan needs to putt brilliantly to be a world-class player. That's been one of the big problems with his game, but in the last 2 weeks, especially Thursday at Colonial, he's putted just brilliantly, and if he does that, he's a factor every time he tees it up.
That's awesome. This is Jim Nugent. He's the founder and publisher of Global Golf Post, and for years I've been telling you that all you have to do is go put your email address in for delivery into your inbox every Monday morning. But now there's GGP+, and that's where this story about the PGA finding all of this money in a fund that hadn't been touched, was just growing and growing and growing, the Schlesinger Founders Club Fund. And if you'd like to read, how do they get GGP Plus, Jim?
You go to globalgolfpost.com and you'll see our new subscription site, GGP Plus, we call it. That's where we deliver original premium quality journalism that you can't find anywhere else. Best of all, no annoying ads. You can subscribe to it for as little as $7 a month. I think your listeners will really find it good content to read about the game we all love.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Jim, and thanks for that story. That's excellent. Jim Nugent.
Danielle, thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Founder and publisher of Global Golf Post. We'll be back. We're going to go out to Turtle Bay right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outage warning. Keep the generator from Aloha Super Quiet Generators. Put the on to work for you.
Aloha. I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Let's give a round of golf to Mililani Golf Club because it's Mililani Golf Club Family Golf and Food Expo, June 8th, 10 to 2. And you could play a round of golf and then check out the equipment because it's a big demo day and there's lots of food and lots of fun. And all you have to be is a caller, ninth caller, 545-1111, 545-1111. So while you're calling, I want to tell you about a fabulous golf tournament that is wonderful for the North Shore. And I love the way this is phrased. The mission is making one of the world's last great places even better. That would be the North Shore of Oahu. I'd like to say good morning to Kiele Morocco, the director of the Turtle Bay Foundation. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kiele.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. And Travis Jerger, Director of Golf at Turtle Bay Golf. Welcome in.
Good morning. How are you, Danielle?
Oh, very, very, very good. Very, very good, because I have you folks on the phone. I just posted some pictures of playing Turtle Bay, the Arnold Palmer course. It was about 5 years ago. And I thought, gosh, that golf course sure does look pretty. Why haven't I been there? I've got to go up to the North Shore much, much quicker. So on Friday, June 14th, from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., we have the Arnold Palmer course hosting 7th annual Turtle Bay Foundation Golf Tournament. Kiele, tell us a little bit about the raising of the money. This is the big tournament that raises most of your money. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So we've been doing this since 2012. This is our 7th annual. This year, we are very excited. We are kicking off our fundraiser with a $25,000 sponsorship from the new owner, Blackstone Group. So we're looking forward to increasing and exceeding our goals. We have about 135 players total that come out to play. It's a three-person scramble. It's just a fun day on the course. And it all goes back to the North Shore and Ko'olauloa communities.
So when you get all this, that's $25,000 from Blackstone. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Blackstone, for giving back to the community you're doing business in. Awesome. Now, some of the people that you're enriching Ko'olauloa, the community, what kinds of, do you have like target groups that you are assisting? Give us an idea of who you help.
We look through awards like education, job training, and sites. We also try to focus on healthcare and, of course, out the conservation, like the support. The topics we also do smaller high schools out here, mainly Wailua High School and Kahuku graduates. I believe we gave out about 63 scholarships to college-bound students last year alone. So each year we're just trying to meet and exceed that goal.
It sounds like you're going to do it with this huge award. Travis, 135, is that max? Are you guys maxed out?
We try to keep it at that number just because we're interested in making sure the experience for everybody is quick and fast and fun. And I know it says 10 to 6:30, but literally we're out on the golf course for 4.5 hours and we're back in and ready for awards and prizes. And that's something that our team, especially Kiele, works really hard at, is getting amazing prizes, amazing tee gifts for our participants. So it's a fun, fast day, and I think that's key to having a successful tournament.
Okay, when you talk about a three-person scramble featuring six fun and unique contest holes, tell us about those unique contest holes.
Sure. Yeah. When I first came on board with the team, and you know, they invited me to be on the board for the foundation, we were challenged with making it a fun and exciting event. Obviously, we wanted to keep it to under 5 hours because we all know that those fundraising tournaments, they go way too long. Uh-huh. You know, it's a great event, and we wanted to keep it short. So we keep it at 4.5 hours. Last year, we had people coming in after 4 hours, so I think that was great. But the special events, they help us play fast but also have more fun. And they're named after our core values for the property, Pono, Malama, Manava, Hanai, Aloha, and Kamaaina. And so we try to use our Turtle Bay values and do some fun things out on the golf course to raise extra funds, but also to play fast.
Okay, so can you, like what? Like, you know, how? Like what's one of the games that you play?
Okay, well, the easiest one, and it tests everybody's golf, whether they're honest or not honest, our third hole is called Pono, so you're allowed to choose your own tee box. And so how many guys and girls do you think play from the forward tees?
All of them?
They all fail. You know, they all fail the test, unfortunately, but it's pretty funny to see everybody just go, yeah, well, we're going to the front tee box. It's pretty funny. And then also on one of the holes, we cut a number of cups with flags. So no matter where you are on the green, it's easy to, you know, well, I wouldn't say easy to make a birdie, but it's a lot easier. So we call that our Aloha hole. But then also one of our holes we call Hanai. So we play 2 3-person teams in each group. So we go out as a six-some. Each member of the team has to Hanai another member of the other team.
Oh.
So that keeps it a little bit interesting, too. So you're not just playing for your team throughout the event, but you're also playing for the other team that you're paired up with, which
is
cool,
nice.
Too.
That's nice. That's Aloha. That's a lot of stuff. That's Malama. That's Kamaaina.
Exactly.
That's that's fun. Oh, that is fun. So this format for the event, 3-person scramble with the 6 fun and unique contest holes and great prizes.
Yep.
Kelly, what kind of prizes?
We have so many prizes this year. We have everything from helicopter rides, hotel stays, dinner, Waikiki, North Shore, all of the islands, some out of South Island as well. We're trying to work with Maui and a few other sponsors. So there's a lot of great things in store. If you don't want to golf, but you do want to come out to North Shore, maybe you're out at the beach that day, we do have award tickets that are available. We have Tiara Fernandez is going to perform for us this year. So we're looking forward to having her. She's a musician and also one of our music teachers out here that the foundation has helped to fund when they lost their music program at the school out here. So it's very exciting. A lot of local community sponsorship, lots of great prizes. The list is long.
Yeah, the list is long.
Even if you don't want to golf, you can still come out to North Shore, have a good dinner, a good time, and come and say hi.
So if I were like not a golfer and I still wanted to participate, I could participate sponsorship packages, prize donations. Is that still open, or you pretty much got everything ready for the event that's on June 14th on Friday?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are always accepting great prizes. If you aren't going to be golfing but you want to support the cause, we look for silent auction items, promotional items, packages and threes, things like that. So there's lots of ways to be you can be involved.
That's wonderful. That's the Turtle Bay Arnold Palmer Golf Course. When do you start signing up people? If you're already filled up, Travis, when do you start like letting people know it's time?
We usually send out a save the date in March, and then we start taking team signups as early as April. But of course, if we have an epic sponsor like we had in Blackstone donating money, we need
a year in advance. if you're ready,
we'll take that.
Blackstone's, and you can have dinner with us for real. Travis Jerger, Director of Golf, Turtle Bay Golf, Arnold Palmer, and the George Fazio Golf Courses, and Kelly Morocco, Director of the Turtle Bay Foundation. Their mission is making one of the world's last great places, of course, that's the North Shore on Oahu, even better. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you so much. Mahalo for getting the word out.
Absolutely. Aloha. So remember, what you got to do now, if you want to play in this fabulous scramble, you've got to get in touch with them right now and get signed up for next year, because they like to keep it at 135 golfers and they like to play fast so that you're not dying. You know, 4 hours is fun. It'll go quickly. You'll run through it and everybody's smiling. And some of the games they're having are just amazing. It's so much fun. The imagination of our PGAs, and Travis Jerger is one of them. All righty, we're going to come back. A man that our travel guru extraordinaire, he is going to be on the show. And we were talking about, wouldn't it be great to have Michael Patrick Shields do his Michigan's Big Show from Hawaii for a month? Like 1 week on Oahu, 1 week on Kauai, 1 week on, we should send him to Lanai, Maui, you know, Molokai and the Big Island. And because he's on 12 radio stations in the state of Michigan. And where else would they rather go than right here, right now? Come on down. Okay, we're going to have Michael Patrick in the clubhouse right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Wow, $25,000 from the Blackstone Group. Yeah, that's a very nice donation to the Turtle Bay Foundation. And it's so great to see this is the 7th annual Turtle Bay Foundation raising money for the North Shore. So much going on. We've got the Mililani Golf Club Family Golf and Food Expo coming up on June 8th, 10 to 2. Callaway, Ping, TaylorMade, Titleist, they'll all be there. You can save on some clearance items from Oakley, FootJoy, and many more. Plus, of course, there's the Ono Street Grinds. The local food trucks are going to be there. There's going to be giveaways and live entertainment, and the whole family's invited. A putting challenge, a bake sale by the Mililani Junior Golfers, golf clinics from the Mililani Golf Academy, bounce houses by Ohana Bounce, and Wayne Itamoto is going to play a couple of rounds of golf at Mililani, and he's our winner from Eva Beach. Congratulations, Wayne, and thank you so much for being our winner today. It's great. And something else that's happening, the golf sample sale is Saturday on June 1st at Washington Intermediate, featuring the brand name golf apparel and equipment sponsored by the Hawaii Golf Representatives Association. And you know that Schlesinger sweater I was talking about? Guess where I got got it. I got it from the Golf Sample Sale. And it's so such fine quality. Beautiful stuff. Great story that we were talking with Jim Nugent about discovering that pot of gold for people that didn't even realize that that fund was still just earning money, but no one was telling them where it was because of all the sales within the industry. People buying one company buying Titleist that has nothing to do with golf because it's under some gigantic corporate umbrella. Fascinating story in GGP Plus. Michael Patrick Shields, he's our travel guru extraordinaire. He's a golf writer, traveltattler.com. He's Michigan's big show host, and he's Michigan Association of Broadcasters' best network radio personality. And his most recent book is I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend George H.W. Bush. Hey, Michael Patrick, welcome back from Spain and Italy.
Buongiorno, Principessa. Aloha.
Aloha. So good to have you home back in the States to tell us what it was like. Lake Como, Bellagio. Tell us where you were staying. I see Bellagio suggested a couple of places.
Yeah, and that's a name you'll want to remember. IC Bellagio, it's the letter I and the letter C, or icbellagio.com, because if you're planning to go to the Ryder Cup in Rome in a couple of years, you don't want to waste a trip over there with and go see the Vatican. It would be in a, you know, that would take you to get in. But it helps you manage, who will maximize the time that you have and take you to the true, authentic Italian experiences. And they are headquartered in Bellagio, not the casino in Las Vegas, but the little town that is so pretty, it doesn't even look real. And it is on Lake Como, where, admittedly, a lot of people know George Clooney has a home there, and so they like to talk about him and look for him and so forth. But Lake Como is about an hour from Milan Airport, and IC Bellagio happens to be headquartered there. And in addition to their headquarters, they have restored a palazzo. It's an aristocratic palace that is now a boutique property, and it's called Palazzo del Vecchietti, and it's just outside Bellagio, and it's right on the lake, so much so that when you're in your room, you can hear the water lapping on the shore.
Oh, my goodness. And,
the only way I can describe Lake Como is to say it's as if you walked into a painting. The mountains surround the lake, much in the way, like, for instance, Lake Tahoe would be, but it's a totally Italian version, and everything's on a smaller scale and a more artistic scale. And it's like if Venice were on a lake, that's the way I would describe the area. So if you check it all out at IC Bellagio, you can do some of the things that I did, including going by boat just about everywhere, including Villa Babinello, which is where the 007 movie, if you saw the first one with Daniel Craig, they shot some of the scenes on that lawn there, and people know it for that reason. And they know it because it's a historic place where lots of weddings take place. And it's just storybook, and it was really, really neat and extremely authentic.
Yeah, well, you know, it's life. That's their life. It's like you could go to Switzerland to Lake Lugano, which is just on the other side of Lake Como, right? I mean, there's so much in that area, and all of it is authentic because people are just living their lives the way they've always lived their lives. Somebody told me the building that I live in, it's 45 years old. This is such an old building. And I thought, you know, people are living in 400-year-old buildings in Europe, and they're just fine.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because IC Bellagio was nice enough to steer me, not only to keep me a prisoner at their palazzo, which would have been fine with me. It was gorgeous. But they said, we want you to have a hotel experience as well. And so Villa d'Este, at the other end of the lake near Como, 500 years old. It was the home of a cardinal until they turned it into this totally lavish, gorgeous hotel on the lake. And from there, you can go to four different golf courses, including Golf Club Villa d'Este, which is 7 miles from the hotel. So you can have a nice golf mountain, really lush experience there as well at Como if you want to. But Villa d'Este is where John Legend goes every year. He got married there. And so, heck, if it's good enough for John Legend, good enough for me, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, could you take the kids with you to Bellagio?
Could you take the kids?
Yeah, is this a kid-friendly journey?
Oh, I think that they would love the boats, and they would love, exploring in the cities and shopping. There's a lot of that. And also, they do have some water sports if you want. And, in fact, at Villa d'Este, they had a golf simulator for when it's, not such good weather. You
right.
can do that, too, and swim and so forth. And if you want to teach them how to eat properly, holy cow, Italy is the place to do it. I mean, I can't even tell. I won't go through the meals because everyone will gain weight listening to it. But Billicus was the name of a restaurant. Billicus at the top of the steps in Bellagio. And the chef came out and he said, wonderful guy. And he said, do you want to order off the menu or should I just bring things?
Yes.
And you've traveled enough to know when the chef says that,
yes.
you just shut up and eat.
Yes, just bring things. Don't even. Yes. That's the best way to eat.
Yeah, and so perch right out of the lake with risotto underneath, and with, of course, Reggiano Parmigiano was one of the most traditional dishes, and a number of restaurants had that. So it was really quite a tour de force. You won't be disappointed. And then, if you want high fashion, you can shop in Milan and make part of that of your trip, too, and visit the Duomo and go see the Last Supper and have a bit of an urban adventure in addition to Como, which is only about an hour away.
I'm talking with Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire here on the Golf Club Radio Show, travel writer, traveltattler.com. He's also host of Michigan's Big Show. How many stations? I always say 12. Is it 12 or 10?
Yeah, I think we might be 13 now,
13.
But we're constantly growing and shifting. And
yes.
We'd love to have an affiliate on Kauai. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be very nice. Very nice indeed. Michael Patrick also wrote Golf's Short Game for Dummies. A long time ago. He's written many books. But, as I was going through my copy of Golf Short Game for Dummies, I came across this. To my 8-year-old son, Harrison Ambrose Shields, a giant-hearted little boy who at the age of 2 aced his first ever hole of mini golf at Pirate Golf on International Drive in Orlando. Now, didn't you take this little boy with the giant heart on this journey with you?
I did take him to Italy. Wow, that's a cool thing that you looked that up. I forgot about that. And he said to me, because he just graduated college, he said, any chance we could stop in Ibiza on the way back? And I said, wow, he's grown up now. He wants to go to the number one party island on the planet. And so we connected from Milan very easily over to Ibiza, which is in the Mediterranean there. And for 3 days, some of his college buddies came, and they absolutely whooped it up, which is what you do on Ibiza. In fact, the island, they call it the White Island because it has cliffs and a beautiful Mediterranean Sea. Of course, to me, it was very much like Hawaii, except there was massive amounts of nightlife, which you don't really have in Hawaii, do you?
Well, we can, but it's you've got to find the pockets where the nightlife is happening. In Ibiza, it's kind of everywhere, and everybody, it's like if you're going to go to Ibiza, you're going to go party. That's it's kind of like a really, really, really classy spring break Florida.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And they start nightclubbing at about midnight, but there are day clubs, too, I found out, like Blue Marlin and Nikki Beach, and that techno music has taken over. And everywhere you go, you hear it, and it starts to become like a little beat in your soul. But me, Ibiza, is where I stayed, and it was right on the ocean, on the Mediterranean Sea, and it was like one of those contemporary all-white boutique hotels with a swimming pool. And I didn't see many Americans, and so it was very an international feel to it. It was really cool, and they had a spa on the roof and all those sorts of things. And then, of course, at midnight when people go to the clubs like High Ibiza or Blue Marlin and so forth, they dance the night away and lay in the sun all day.
Yes, they're sleeping. Come on. Roll me over while I'm...
That's about it.
Travel guru extraordinaire stories of my friend, George Bush. Thanks for being on the show and taking us to Italia and to Spain.
You are my ohana. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Ka'anapali right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu, last weekend. And we're going to have a party at the, wow, an amazing event, Women's Golf Day, at on Tuesday, June 4th. And it's happening, of course, around the world, around time, that is same day, of course. And the Hawaii is the last place still partying for, and this is going to be a party at Ka'anapali. Suti Nitakor and PGA head golf professional at Ka'anapali Golf Courses, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha. Good
Aloha.
Morning.
So good to hear your voice. And I'm just thrilled to see what you guys have put together. See, with Women's Golf Day, the whole idea is for people to, women, to come together as a social group. And doesn't you can bring a friend and say, hey, you know, they're having a women's golf day over at such and such a place. And why don't you and I go? And then we'll see other, because I've always really wanted to find out more about golf. It's kind of cool. And they get to wear really cool clothes. And there's a lot of, you know, interesting people to meet in the game. And I've heard, you know, that if I learn a little bit about the game, I can play in something like the 7th annual Turtle Bay Foundation golf outing and have a bunch of fun and meet even more people. It's a great way to meet people. So let's go to Women's Golf Day. That's the whole idea behind it. So Suti Nitakorn at Ka'anapali, you have put together Women with Drive at the Ka'anapali Resort with a pink carpet registration and photo area?
Yeah, we've got this just a different way of doing it. You know us. We always like to spice it up
yeah.
and have something new and interesting and fun for everyone. So we created this big new event to help celebrate Women's Golf Day. And the name of the event itself is called Drive, and as you could imagine, it has a lot of play on words. The drive behind women, like-minded individuals, and not only that, you know, it's going to be on the driving range, and it's going to include all these activities for the women to take part in. The event is near capacity already, it looks to be exciting. We've got a lot of partners that I can share with you, and some fun challenges. The Hyatt Regency Maui has taken on a big part of it and sponsored the event. We've added some great women charities. We're going to be doing some things for women helping women and a host of other things going on.
That's wonderful. Let's talk about, so when I arrive, I've driven up, I've parked my car, and I want to learn a little bit about my driver. So I'm here for Drive for the Women's Golf Day at the Ka'anapali Resort, sponsored by the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort. And there's the pink carpet. So I'm going to walk down the pink carpet, because women always like to know what's in front of them.
It's going to be like Hollywood, Danielle.
Yes.
You're going to arrive to, if you've ever been to Ka'anapali, the clubhouse is in the front of the house, and then in the back of the house, there's a driving range, right? So you are going all the way down, and all of a sudden, you'll come up to lights and glitz and glam, and then we'll have a pink carpet for all the women walking on up, and a signage in the back and taking photos and all that good stuff.
That's
important. It's going to be like walking down the red carpet.
Yeah, then you'd get the photo art, just like they do in the red carpet. The women show off their dresses, they take the photos, and then you have that. Now you've got two DJs?
Yes. So we have our resident DJ who performs at these drive events, and of course, with the being Women's Golf Day, we had to have one of the local women DJs coming to perform at the event.
Fantastic. And then in addition to food and the beverages, it's going to be warm. You're going to want to have something to drink, of course, and you're going to have games, golf, golf, and other games. So tell us how you're going to – I'm thinking you're doing a clinic.
We're doing all kinds of stuff. We'll have golf professionals on hand for tips. But throughout the event, it's a two-hour event, there'll be somebody walking around with the pink ball challenge. We'll have these very bright pink balls, and if any of the women receive one of these pink balls, they'll have a chance to hit the ball into the pink circle, which is going to be out in the middle of the driving range. It's a big pink circle for some very special prizes. If you'd like me to share, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
yeah.
Don't keep it a secret.
Yeah, no, we need to entice everybody, right?
Yes.
So we've got, the Hyatt has stepped up big. We're doing a dinner for four at Japango's. That's going to be one of the prizes, two room nights at the Hyatt Regency Maui, a spa treatment.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's not just from the Hyatt. We have some other community partners. We're going to do a golf makeover here at the shop.
Wow.
For one of the women. A makeover over at Lululemon.
Nice.
And even a little special. Yeah.
Yes.
A special surprise from Louis Vuitton as well.
Oh, yes. My goodness. And you say you're almost sold out?
We are almost there. The event is free to the women. So,
yeah
it's going to...
Tell us how to get in touch with you to get those last places.
Well, you can go to our website, which is ka'anapaligolfcourses.com, and under the events section, the calendar, there's a place that'll just take you to the link,
Ka'anapaligolfcourses.com, go to events, and then you'll see Drive. Is that
That's
right?
The one.
That's the one. Okay.
When June 4th, yeah.
June 4th, and it says Drive. You click on that, and you put in that you want to be there because there's hardly any spots left. Now, there's a special gift for all the ladies. So even if you don't win, if you don't get one of the pink balls, you still walk out with a swag bag.
That's correct. I mean, and not only that, the whole experience is going to be tremendous. Chef Greg Grochowski, the executive chef at Hyatt Regency Maui, is going to be there doing up food for all the ladies or for everybody. And then we also have drinks that'll be served as well. It's going to be a full experience.
The full experience. It's like Topgolf, having fun, food, and socializing.
You got it.
Yeah. This is great, and it's all a part of Women's Golf Day. Women's Golf Day is Tuesday, June 4th, and what Women's Golf Day is about, as I mentioned at the beginning, is getting women into the game, demystifying the game, having fun, meeting other women who might be interested in learning more about the game. Maybe you meet somebody and, hey, let's go play. Let's go play nine holes together. Let's take a lesson together. I'm kind of nervous about going by myself. Let's go check out the pro shop, see what kind of clothes they've got. All those things are a part of getting into a golf course and becoming comfortable on that golf course in the environment where golf is played, learning how to, you know, walk around the place while feeling at home. I think that's the most important part. When you go to a golf course, sometimes it feels like, I'm not sure where the entrance is. Yeah, I see the door, but am I really in? Have I really arrived? And that's part of just feeling comfortable. That's when you've arrived, because you feel so comfortable. And, of course, when you arrive on the pink carpet and you get to your spot, you take your spot, and they're going to take pictures of you, and you're going to stretch your stuff, right? And then you're going to go have some fun, and that's the most important thing. And then we all get together and have
Absolutely.
Fun. I like the fact that
Absolutely.
You've included foot golf, because so many women have grown up now playing soccer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's all different kinds of things that, you know, that golf can offer. And, you know, I'm glad you said something about helping, you know, new women to golf and helping them feel comfortable with the game and how the environment. We have, we're going to be introducing something as well called One Women Wednesdays. And One Woman Wednesdays, it's a, we have a woman golf professional here up and coming. Her name is Caitlin De La Torre. She's a local girl who grew up here in Lahaina, and she is one of our newest PGA apprentices, and she is going to be hosting One Woman Wednesdays, where she introduces a new woman to the game every Wednesday, giving a nice little introduction, a lesson to golf.
So when it's one, so it's one-on-one?
One-on-one. So we're going to, at the Women's Golf Day event, we're going to have a sign-up for the summer-long introduction.
Great. Caitlin De La Torre?
Yeah. Caitlin De La Torre. She played at Lahaina Luna and went on to play in college and came back, and now she's back as one of our golf professionals here.
That's great. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. So, of course, everybody on Maui is listening on that KONI Lanai City, and I hope you're, you know, getting in touch and going to kaanapaligolfcourse.com. You know, do it for a friend if they don't know about it yet, because this is going to be a whole lot of fun. You guys are all, you know, the thing about Kaanapali Resort and the Kaanapali Golf Courses, they are constantly doing something. Suti is either with the kids emptying the water, you know, holes, the where the ponds get full of fish. How do those? He's got, how many kids do you have out there running around trying to catch?
Oh my goodness! It's so this, we just had it a couple weeks ago. There were over 700 kids out there, plus about, you know, another 1,000 family members. So we had near 2,000 people, if you could imagine, around our pond, which, you know, our pond spans a length of three golf holes. So uh-huh. it's a decent sized pond, but imagine 2,000 people around that thing.
Yeah, that's a water hazard.
It's a water hazard, right. We used it for fishing, though, this time,
yes.
Instead of fishing out golf balls.
Yes, for fishing. What kind of fish come out of there?
Tilapia.
Tilapia.
So it's a tilapia tournament.
It's
yeah.
It's a tilapia yeah. tournament. You see, that's one of the things that happens. And it just so happens that, of course, Kaanapali Golf Course is also hosting the world's largest golf outing, the single largest charity golf tournament, and that's going to be held on Monday, August 5th. So I understand that registration's opening for the WLGO.
Registration's open, and just to give a small correction to that,
yes.
We're actually helping to kick off the event on Sunday, August 4th.
Oh.
And it will be carrying over to Monday, August 5th, but we're going to kick it off on Sunday. And so, just like you said, it's the world's largest golf outing. It's a joint effort between all over 100 golf courses around through the Billy Casper network of golf courses. And we happen to be one of them here at Kaanapali. And we're going to be hosting what you would think of as a big, fun golf tournament, going out and playing in a scramble, and it benefits the Fisher House, which is a military organization. Our nearest one is on Oahu, and every year we have representatives from Oahu come over just to share their story about how the Fisher House helps families, military families in need. You know, it gets very expensive, costly to help when somebody has to go through some medical procedures. And for the military, they have the Fisher House to help with the housing part.
That's fantastic.
It's super important.
Yeah. In fact, the president of Billy Casper Golf is going to be on right after you. And Suti, I wanted to have you on to talk about the Hawaii portion so that we had more of an idea, right, that we can be
excellent.
Part of the world's largest golf outing, the single largest charity golf tournament. So it's going to start Sunday here in Hawaii, Sunday, August 4th, and that's when you can participate and help raise money for the Fisher House Foundation. Where do they sign up for this?
They go to WLGO.com, World's Largest Golf Outing.
WLGO.com, and then you find out where your place is, of course, and you'll find Maui, Kaanapali Golf Resort, and then you can sign up right there at WLGO.com. So much goes on at Kaanapali, and you're always, Suti's always, how do you have time to teach?
Oh, shoot. I find all kinds of time, right? No, it's great. Every day I'm doing something, and it is. I'm either teaching or coaching or running an event. There's lots of – just stop in. If you're ever around Maui and Lahaina, just stop in. Most likely I'll be here, and I'll be able to say hello and tell you what we're doing today.
That's fantastic. And so what they're doing on Tuesday, June 4th, and the hours are, I didn't put that down on my cheat sheet. What time does it start?
5:30 to 7:30.
See, after work, it's perfect.
Exactly.
Right. After work, you just go over. You enjoy the pink carpet registration and the photo area. The two DJs will be rocking the house. There's going to be golf and foot golf and other games that Suti's putting together with drinks and poo-poos, compliments. And this is all sponsored by the Hyatt Regency Maui. Hyatt Regency Maui Resort. Did I get that part right?
You got that part right, Danielle. You're so always on top of it and always, you know, bringing the love to Hawaii. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you to the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort for supporting this really fun event. And it's almost filled up, so you got to go to KaanapaliGolfCourse.com and find events. Go to Drive. That's what it's all about. Drive. Ladies, we all have it. Thank you, Suti, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're actually going to talk to the man behind, yes, benefiting the Fisher House Foundation, the world's largest golf outing. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baritania, just past Kaeamoku on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, powering with.
with this.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We got so much going on in the world of golf. It is summer almost. It feels like summer because it's Memorial Day and graduations are happening across the islands. We're having a golf sample sale on Oahu, and that is sponsored by HGRA, the Hawaii Golf Representatives Association. It's Saturday, June 1st, and it's from 9 to 11. It used to be longer, but you got 2 hours to go to the Washington Intermediate Cafeteria. Lots of parking featuring the brand name golf apparel and equipment sponsored by the Hawaii Golf Retailers Association, Representatives Association. The Mililani Golf Club Family Golf and Food Expo, that's coming up on June 8th, okay? Open to the public. It is free. All the equipment from Callaway and Ping and TaylorMade and Titleist. You can also check out some specials, the clearance items on Oakley, FootJoy, and many more. Don't miss out on the Ono Street Grinds. The local food trucks are going to be there. And they've got free giveaways every hour. They've got silent auction prizes. And there'll be live music, entertainment, activities. The whole family, plus a putting challenge bake sale by the Mililani Junior Golfers and golf clinics by Mililani Golf Academy, bounce houses, all kinds of stuff for the whole family. That's up Mililani. Alex Elmore, Billy Casper Golf, the world's largest golf outing. Billy Casper Golf President Alex Elmore, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. How are you today?
Excellent, sir. I'm absolutely thrilled that you're on the show with me. The single largest charity golf tournament, what inspired the world's largest golf outing?
Well, it's my pleasure to be here with you, and that's such a good question. You know, we go back many years, and Billy Casper, our namesake, was such a good man, such a generous man, and most importantly, a giving man. So his personal values have really extended into our business and what we do every day. So years ago when we decided that we wanted to give back, it really was the genesis of the world's largest golf outing. And it wasn't just giving back. It was giving back in a really big way and also to something close to Billy Casper, the man's heart, because he served in the Navy for a bit. So we ended up partnering with some military foundations and helping those that protect our freedom every single day.
That's wonderful. The idea of the world's largest golf outing, bringing together golf courses from Billy Casper Golf. How many are there?
Yeah, so in the past years, we've had well over 100 golf courses participate, so we expect that number to continue to grow to 120 or 130 this year. Those golf courses are located all over the country and a couple right there in your home state of Hawaii.
Yeah, I was just talking to the director of golf over at Kaʻamapali. They're going to start on Sunday, but everything really is the golf tournament is nationwide Monday, August 5th. So if you're in a state and you want to be a part of this, all you have to do is go to, where do we go to sign up?
Great question. So you just go to worldslargestgolfouting.com, and there's a couple of things you can do there. If you're a golf course that's interested in participating, there's a course sign-up button, and you can sign up to participate as a golf course. And if you're an individual golfer or have two or three or four or even more that want to play, there's a registration button at that worldslargestgolfouting.com website.
That's great. Is that WLGO.com, or is it the full all written out?
It's the full written out.
Okay, world's largest
golf house. Yeah.
No, got it. I just want to repeat that at the end of our conversation.
Thank you.
Peter Hill, Billy Casper Golf's chief executive officer, it was his idea. And since 2011, more than 62,000 men, women, juniors, seniors have played in 34 states, raising $4.1 million for the military charities. Is Fisher House Foundation the main charity receiving?
Yes, that's exactly right, and your numbers are dead on. We started partnering with the Fisher House Foundation 3 years ago, and they're an amazing organization that really provides a home away from home for families with patients that are receiving medical care, whether it be at major military hospitals or VA medical centers. So if you think about folks that come back from wherever they may be in this world defending the country, the challenges of getting better, be it a traumatic injury or something less or something more, to have a respite available for families and friends to come stay close to their loved ones and allow them to be close while they're really focused on the most important thing, which is healing. That's what Fisher House does, and they have over 82 locations across the U.S., Germany, and the United Kingdom. And the $4.1 million that we've raised to date has gone straight to them to really help them build more of these facilities because there are so many more men and women that could benefit from this.
Yeah, I mean, having your family around you when you're trying to heal whatever
so
your injury, yeah, is absolutely. We have a Fisher House here on Oahu. I just found that out today. So there is a Fisher House on Oahu. So you'll be helping not just everybody around the country, but I didn't know that the United Kingdom and Germany is also involved. When did they come on board?
I don't know the exact times, but they've been around for several years, and they're based close to military facilities and hospitals overseas.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
This is the ninth annual public event benefiting the military charities. When it says multiple, I'm wondering, is it all going to the Fisher House, or do you have other organizations benefiting?
No, 100% of the proceeds go to the Fisher House Foundation.
That's
absolutely
awesome. So golfer registrations open nationwide, public and private facilities, donations.
That's right.
Included in the registration fees. So when you register, part of the money is the donation and part is to take care of the green fees?
That's correct. And there's also some wonderful prizes available. We've partnered with some other partners of ours and sponsors. So the highest fundraising team every year wins a really nice package and trip. And, the most money raised at a certain facility wins a trip. So there's a lot of fun prizes for those that jump in and help a great cause.
Yeah, that's wonderful. There's no sign-up fee to participate in the WLGO. Golf courses can host an event. You can sign up, and you can go to World's Largest Golf Outing to get involved. And you can also, if you can't golf, you can donate over at worldslargestgolfouting.com/donate. You can also do that. Alex Elmore is president of Billy Casper Golf. Are you expanding? Tell us a bit about what Billy Casper Golf is up to.
Yeah, so we are 155 facilities large now. We're located in 29 states, including Hawaii. We are a third-party manager. We do own and operate some properties, but mostly we own and we operate on behalf of owners of golf courses out there. So we are absolutely trying to grow, and most of that growth is coming through helping owners and operators manage their properties, provide excellent customer service, handle financial transactions around golf, et cetera. So we're excited about the year ahead, and we see a lot of growth in the near term.
Yeah, with the Tiger Woods being back and winning the Masters and the Tour Championship and Brooks Koepka winning another major, four major championships in 2 years, it seems, is this bringing a lot more people into the game that you can see through your Billy Casper work, you know, working and managing, and what kind of challenges, if there are additional people coming in, does that present for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. Danielle, I think golf is in a great place, and I think it's there partially because the players on tour, the Tiger phenomenon coming back. Brooks is an amazing athlete, and what he's done is just beyond comparison, right, in the last 18 months. So there's a lot of mojo, I'll call it, behind that professional tour rank, and obviously eyeballs on TV lead to people interested in the game. And what we know from the National Golf Foundation is there are about 25 million people that are considered golfers, but more importantly, there are another 25 million people that really show a desire to play, to learn to play. They call it latent demand. And so that opportunity to grow the game is where the real future of the game is. And when you really look at those folks that are expressing an interest to play, it's a lot of minority populations, a lot of kids, a lot of women, a lot of folks that have just never picked up a club before. So I think it's incumbent upon us as operators and owners to spend time bringing people to our facilities and making it as easy as possible to enter the game, to learn the game. You know, everything from how do I make a tee time to how can I get some lessons to, you know, offering equipment so that folks don't have to go out and buy a full set of clubs when they just want to try it out. Shorter golf courses that are more playable, shorter tees that people can play from that don't feel like they're getting beat up when they're out there. So I think all those development initiatives, whether it be kids or women or minorities or groups, that's where the real focus should be, and that's where Billy Casper is spending a lot of time here in 2019.
Yeah, that's great. That's, tee it forward. I remember I've been doing this show for 21 years. When it first came about, it was like, what?
Yeah, right. Where do you want me to play from? Yeah.
And why? Yeah. Yeah, there's this, there's the black, there's the red, there's the white, you know, it's the yellow maybe. And that was the way it was, but the industry, the business of golf is really embracing the need for the game to be more user friendly, because people enjoy the game if it's not brutally difficult. And it can be fun,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
There's also challenges for all of us in the game of golf when it comes to resources management and the things that, you know, people are concerned about now with water. So I imagine, are you moving your grasses to something more sturdy, not necessarily so thirsty?
Yeah. So I know the USGA is doing a lot of good work around research into some of these new grasses. And certainly wherever we have the opportunity to take some turf out of play and create hardscape and minimize the amount of acreage that needs to be watered. But to your point, there's certainly amazing work being done in developing these new strains that maybe don't require as much water, because you hit the nail on the head from a sustainability perspective. Water is clearly one of the biggest long-term challenges in this world.
Yeah, and we can play. I mean, they've been doing it, you know, in the UK for a long time on, you know, rolling, and I like the roll, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you can get 40 yards a run after your tee shot, why not take it, right?
It went that far. Don't take it away from me.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll share a quick story, a delightful story. Recently, my son and I played in a parent-child at our local club here, and he's 9 years old. He likes the game. His game's baseball, but, you know, he gets out there and whacks the golf ball and only plays a couple, three times a year. But we got to play a two-person scramble for just 9 holes against other parents and kids out at the club, and the tee boxes for the 10 and unders were up in the fairways. You know, they put nice markers up there, family tees. And we got to use his drive on 3 of the 9 holes because he, you know, while he didn't bomb it, he hit it good enough that it got past daddy's. And that energy and that excitement, like I think just that one little thing kind of lit up his eyes. And I can see that he's probably more engaged in golf now than he was before that experience, because we participated together, and he had a ton of fun, and he got to pick it up if he didn't hit a good one. And, you know, just little things like that to make it easier for those kids coming into the game, I think, is so critical.
Yes. Go play, like in having fun playing, not necessarily go play and follow every rule when you're with your kids. It's just about...
That's right.
Yeah? Let's go play. And they love the time spent with their dad, with their mom, whoever can get out, whoever wants to go out. And I... kudos to you for going out and playing, and the fact that he got some distance on you probably made him more interested in the game of golf than anything else.
Exactly. If he can beat Danny, he's going to be pretty happy about it.
Alex Elmore, Billy Casper Golf, the world's largest golf outing. It benefits Fisher House Foundation, and you can sign up. Go to worldslargestgolfouting.com. And it's going to be on Sunday here at Kaanapali. There are other places. I don't have the names of them. I'll have to look it up and give them to you next week. But across the nation, Monday, August 5th, is when the Fisher House Foundation will make a lot of money to do the good work that these Fisher Houses do for men and women in the military who are recovering wherever they happen to be, and then their families can be nearby. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. We're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors and Gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past Kaeamoku on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screen.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative!
841-2837. Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Okay, for the world's largest golf outing, in addition to Ka'anapali on Maui on August 4th, August 4th is also the date for Puakea Golf Club. That's the other Billy Casper Golf, world's largest golf outing location in Hawaii. And you just go to their worldslargestgolfouting.com, and then you can register. You just register, and then they'll find you, put in your Hawaii, your zip code, and you're all good to go. If you'd like to play around a golf, Poipu's got a 9 o'clock. Makalei has an 11:08 on the Big Island. There's a 10:45 at Volcano. Kapolei has a 9, kind of close, yeah? They just aerated, $50, Kama'aina. Rahuan Country Club has a 10:36. Kahili has a 10:08. They aerated, $39. And the blue course, oh, I don't have it. Emerald course, though, at 10:39. Thank you to the people who make this show possible. Detail Boulevard, Honolulu's car finish experts. I just had my car done, and I used their loaner car. Very nice loaner cars. Protect your ride. Detail Boulevard. It's on Baritania on the left side. You're going down westbound, left side, two doors from Ke'eamoku, and they've got those loaner cars, so your car is being buffed out while you're taking care of errands. Futuristone. Yes, master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your warehouse, that thing you wanted to do on your own that just isn't working out, Futuristone. Interlocking concrete pavers is something they do, too. Futuristone, only the best. Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for your home, for your business. It's Rainer Doors. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door. They use it to protect the Lamborghini showroom, 676-3667. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, you know, or worse, those sewer pipes break, or mud is left behind in your house, call Oahu Extraction 24-7 on-site in 90 minutes, 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu, Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment, and Creative Plumbing. Doesn't matter how large or small the project, you want to redo your plumbing stack in your high rise, or you just need to redo the plumbing in your house. Call Creative Plumbing. Claude Brousseau, master craftsman, he's at the Kahili course. Get a lesson with Claude. The show is at radiogolfclub.com/listen. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.